looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, I want to head around the grounds this afternoon and have a chat with some of our councillors who you can vote for tomorrow. And I mentioned the dramas at the North Sydney Council with the iconic North Sydney Pool and this report today. As far as that budget blowout, it's going to be well behind as far as schedule goes, as far as opening this pool. It's an iconic pool. It's a huge part of our city, not just North Sydney, it's a huge part of our city. So I want to have a chat with Marianne Berege, who's an independent councillor at North Sydney. Marianne, welcome back to Drive.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Okay, the North Sydney Pool down near Luna Park is closed for renovations. The current Mayor, Gillie Gibson, said it will be ready well before Christmas next year, but that's looking highly unlikely, and it's also well over budget. Now, you and I, how many times have you and I spoken about this issue, about the North Sydney Pool, and it could, right now, it looks like it's going to blow out double the budget, from 28 mil to 64 mil, and it could even blow out even further. It's a bit of a mess, Marianne.
It is a bit of a mess, Jim, and I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I told you so. I mean, the real problem is that we had a redevelopment plan of $28 million, which is what the community supported, which could have easily been funded through government grants and council's reserves. But then they changed the scope of works and have gone to this massive, really over-capitalisation of what is a very restricted and heritage site. And like anybody, if you don't design a six-bedroom house if you can only afford a three-bedroom house. Mm. And the problem then is that your costs run over and run over and run over, and you're chasing your tail the whole time.
And what's the situation? I was about to ask about the leases. Why didn't they go out to public tender?
Well, that's an issue that, look, if I could tell you, I would. Mm. Some of it I know, some of it I don't know. The whole problem with this project is that it's been shrouded in cloaked in secrecy, no transparency whatsoever. We tried to release the most recent report, as we think we should, before the election, but that was voted down by the majority, the mayor and the majority, not to release it. The problem is this is public funds on a public asset. Mm. And we seem to be, in many cases, and this is not just at local government, we seem to go into confidential session when something's uncomfortable or you don't want to be held to account. And really, the fallback position should be completely open unless truly commercial in confidence. Mm. And our problem is we're going completely the other way. And this is what happens. And, you know, things like pools and projects and council projects, this is the spiralling out of control that gets you to the Central Coast Council.
Yeah,
and ultimately, you know, however, you know, as a councillor, not even I have all the information. There are other councillors on the council that have more information on this project than I have.
Yeah, it's just, well, that's a disgrace. You're a councillor. You're an independent councillor. You should also have that same information. This is why these elections tomorrow, Marianne, are so important. It's vital that voters really know who they're voting for.
Well, it is vital, but voters also need to do their research, Jim. I mean, you don't just, it's not every councillor that is an issue. There are councillors there fighting for the best for their community all the time, a minority voice. And as a minority voice, I'm often called a dissenting voice or a complainer or I'm a thorn in the side. But that is my job. Mm. That is what I'm here to do. I'm here to do the best for the ratepayer dollar. And at North Sydney, not only now have we plunged the council into over $30 million of debt, over the last 3 years, we've had over 20% rate increase on a special rate variation. Mm. And I challenge most people in North Sydney to say, you know, do you really think that's value for money? Because I'm a ratepayer and I don't.
Mm. Well, I think you're a voice of reason. And I think that, you know, I wish you all the best tomorrow because we need people like you in council. Marianne, thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problems, Jim, and Merry Christmas.
You too. Marianne Berege, okay. Independent Councillor for North Sydney.